footy could easily be starting this weekend. The AFL is leaving Feb to be wasted, I think. I mean, the NBL have a magnificent vacancy to fill with February, so they're looking after February. They're going to have February all to themselves, the NBL, and it's great for the NBL. They must love it. No one wants 50-over cricket in Feb by the looks of things. All right, you could either start the season earlier, you could play pre-season games this coming weekend, you could make it a 30-week AFL season if you wanted to, you could have an extra bye in the middle of it. You could play everyone twice starting this weekend and finish the season in October. There's all those options for the AFL. You can bring back the knockout comp. You could have a knockout comp where the kids are going to be played across the next couple of weeks. Feb's wasted.
Now on Breakfast with Pat and Heels. Heels gets his gloves off.
Yeah, cricket. How are we going to keep February? Those pesky eyes of the AFL have gazed lovingly at February with romantic thoughts of a 30-game season without even asking their players. They believe in their competition and their sport. So what can cricket devise to finish their season's high profile that shows that they believe in their sport? Or, are they especially, tests and on a season where the tests have been particularly underwhelming, are we happy to not use February for more than just shield play? So that's what cricket's got to decide. The footy panel shows haven't started in February. The football itself is under strength and highly modified. A good time for a cricket show to wrap up the year and look to the year to come. Look at the year to come. Co-hosted by a work experience current player, i.e. Fraser McGurk. Get him in with an experienced host and start acknowledging all sorts of achievers for the year that has just passed. Now, on the field, could cricket try two conference weekends, an East and a West, the East being Tasmania, New South Wales, Queensland, the West being WA, South Australia and Victoria, and a state T20 comp, two games in that week each weekend and a final, then the two finalists the next weekend play off at a chosen venue, whether it be a home venue for one of them or a chosen one up front. International imports could be drafted, paid for, and need one or two per team only if the teams want them. Some teams mightn't want any imports. And, you need to keep them for 2 weekends long, maybe a week before that, but that's about all. Huge if it's our own stars and they were home and looking to hone their skills for their IPL, which is in April and about to expand. So a great experience for them to get ready for the massive Indian Premier League. Of course, broadcasters need to be keen, sponsors happy to contribute for the exposure this would bring, and fans sounded out. Then the third weekend I'm talking about, State of Origin. Cricket, because it's not a high contact sport, can play two State of Origin contests, Queensland v New South Wales and Victoria v South Australia, for example, on that last weekend in different venues. So before the last round of Sheffield Shield resumes after the State of Origin game, two really good February chances to get to the Gabba one more time.